Morning, Ireland. It's 7:15. We're going to the United States first, where at least 19 firefighters have been killed battling a wildfire in central Arizona. It's the highest death toll for firefighters in the states in a single instance since 9/11. Don Frejo, Presco County Fire Chief, confirmed the casualties.
Typical of a fire like this, we send many, many crews from all over the state. The wildland crew from the city of Prescott, Arizona was deployed to that. And as a result of circumstances that I'm not aware of or have not been informed of yet, our entire crew was lost. We lost 19 people in this wildfire.
It's local fire chief Don Frejo confirming the count of the death of 19 firefighters in Arizona. Let's speak to Kevin Curran. He's assignment editor with KNXV TV in Phoenix. Kevin, thank you very much for taking our call. What happened?
About on this is now Sunday evening. On Saturday evening, as the sun set, we started getting calls from people in the city of Yarnell, which is northwest of Phoenix, that they were seeing fire in the mountains above them. At that time, it was estimated that it was 8 to 15 acres. They had a small crew trying to work it. By the time we got in this morning, there was it had gotten somewhat larger. More crews were assigned, and then the size just exploded to 200 to 300 to 400 to over 1,000 acres. Every couple hours, it just got larger and larger. The two communities that are nearest the fire, Yarnell and Peoples Valley, were both put under total evacuation probably around 4 o'clock this afternoon local time.
These weren't just ordinary firefighters, for want of a better word. They're part of a specially trained hotshot unit. They would have been used to fighting fires, but these are very hot temperatures that you're experiencing in this part of the United States, up to 54 degrees Celsius, and presumably people are very worried and on the move today, Kevin.
That is true. What happens, these firefighters are, as you say, hotshot crews. These guys are trained to go in, and they don't work on a big red truck with a long hose. They work with axes and picks, and they sometimes start fires to burn back fires. It's a very specialized job. Some of them do it as a part-time job. In this case, these are city firefighters who sometimes are just, you know, putting out a house fire or a garage fire, but they've got this special training to go in and do the wildland fires.
And Don, where are the fires heading for? Where are they spreading? How extensive are they?
Well, we'll get a better picture tomorrow morning. They'll do some mapping overnight and try and figure out exactly what the boundaries are for the fire. There is a report that some 200 structures in one of those towns may have been destroyed, and that could be half the structures there. But that'll take a morning reconnaissance flight to figure out.
Kevin Curran from KNXV in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you very much for taking our call.